Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is Huntington Bank College Basketball Today on 93.7 The Dog and ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Coming up,
we'll get you ready for today's college basketball action with interviews, game breakdowns, scores, and more. Let's get you ready for tip-off. Here's Paul Swan.
The Marshall Thundering Herd are in action this evening at the Cam Henderson Center, facing off against North Texas. Welcome in to Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today. I'm your host, Paul Swan. North Texas comes into the contest tonight with the Thundering Herd, an impressive 8-2 in league play. They're 12-6 overall. Marshall is 12-5 and 6-4 in league play. Both these teams are jockeying for position in the Conference USA seedings coming out here in the next week. Marshall has this game today, tomorrow, and then a series next week before we find out those final standings and seedings in the tournament. Now, North Texas, the defending Conference USA champions, of course, the conference tournament had to be shut down last year as we are right at that time when the COVID-19 outbreak began. So the pandemic begins, basketball starts to shut down, or at least when the NBA started to shut down, all the other leagues started to follow suit. And North Texas, of course, had an outstanding record, and they were the by-default conference champions. And, of course, North Texas is a school that Marshall has a limited history with. Marshall leads the series 6-3, and North Texas beat the Thundering Herd last season 67-64. That game happened on January 4th of last year. One person who remembers, Tavion Kinsey. Tavion Kinsey, of course, when I asked him about what do you know about North Texas this season, the first thing that came to mind was the fact that North Texas beat the Herd last season.
They beat us last year. They beat us in a close game at that. They won the league last year. They got the returning conference player of the year in their point guard. So, they're going to be a tough team. I think they're top in defense in our conference, maybe. I want to say that's what Coach said yesterday. So it's going to be a battle, but we're ready to redeem ourselves at least. And we need to sweep, but I know it's going to be tough. But that's what we're aiming for, and we're going to try to get that this weekend.
We're going to preview the matchup with North Texas later in the program with Marshall head coach Dan D'Antoni. On the women's side, Marshall's going to face North Texas. This team is very athletic, according to women's coach Tony Kemper.
You know, I think it's a typical North Texas team. I think they're usually typically pretty athletic. They've got some length to them. You watch them, and they definitely try to create some tempo with their defense. We'll see. I'm planning on we're going to see some press down there. We typically do. You know, so a little bit different than than Rice in terms of tempo. I mean, Rice is very, I don't want to say they play slow, but they're very patient on offense. They make you guard deep into possessions time and time and time again. And North Texas is going to play a little faster. They're going to be a little more quick hitter-ish with how they run their offense. And so there's maybe a little bit more stuff that we got to cover. You know, they provide some challenges. They've got some good offensive players, and Quincy Noble, I think, is sometimes it's hard to get all the names right, but she's a really good scorer, averaging right around 19 a game. So, you know, I kind of look at that in our world. That Sav averages like 17 and a half. So I know how much she scores for us. So if you're getting 19, we better make sure we guard you. So
now Marshall hasn't been on the road much. And when talking to Coach Kemper earlier this week, he admits that the team needs to play better away from the Henderson Center.
Well, that would be huge, you know, and you do take them one game at a time. And we do have to figure out a way to solve our Friday. On the road, it's always, you know, we haven't played great on the road. But we haven't played a lot of road games either, so I don't want to make too big a deal out of that. I mean, you know, Kentucky's one of the road games we play. That's a tough place to play anyway. I mean, the team, it didn't matter where we played Kentucky, it was going to be tough. So, you know, kind of like opponents. Played tough at Western. They gave us a pretty good run and beat us. One of the two at Charlotte wasn't great. The second one, we played pretty hard. You know, we didn't have a lot of players and stuck in there and got beat at overtime, had our chances to win it. So, you know, we need to perform a little bit better on the road. And I think, you know, I think we've got our crew together now, and I think leadership and things like that are intact, and that should help. So it's an important series again. As Kennedy said, the message is play well and win. That's fine with me. That's pretty simple. I'll go with that too.
One thing that I think has helped and hurt the Herd, Marshall has played pretty tough for the most part in all of these games. The Friday game, the first game of the series, Marshall hasn't been scoring as much as they have been in the second. They most time win that second game. They've been splitting pretty much. They get a big win against Rice after not being able to score enough in that first game. In the second game, they win, and they win with a lot of points. They're just scoring more in that second matchup when they face a team twice within a day's span. That's something that Coach Kemper says that the team's got to figure out, how to play better on those first games, those Friday games of the series.
Well, that would be huge, you know, and you do take them one game at a time. And we do have to figure out a way to solve our Friday, you know, we're about 25, 30 points better on the second night. And I think, you know, we've got to make adjustments quicker, I guess. Our team's got to adjust to what's going on a little bit faster than what we've done. And, you know, and yet I still know they're good, and that's part of it too. You know, we've played a lot of good teams, so. You know, when you're lining up and you're playing good teams, sometimes, you know, the littlest things get you at the end of the day, you know. And so is it really I know like Louisiana Tech, the first conference game in here. I mean, that was the Friday game. It wasn't like we played bad. They're just pretty darn good, and it goes back and forth, and you don't win them all. That's the way basketball is. So you play enough games that sometimes you get the shot you want and it doesn't go in. And you got to regroup and try to figure it out the next day. So, but it would be good to get a Friday game and you know, see if we can adjust again. So let's try to get a win and then make the same amount of adjustments that we typically do, carry them forward and you know, play good again on Saturday. So
that's Tony Kemper. We'll have more reaction from him, hopefully, in the post game as Marshall in action on the road, taking on North Texas this evening. When we continue, we're going to hear from Marshall men's head coach Dan D'Antoni when we continue with Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today.
The timeout is over. Back to more of College Basketball Today.
We're closer to tip-off. Marshall facing off against North Texas weekend series at the Cam Henderson Center. Welcome back to Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Earlier this week, I had a chance to catch up with several of Marshall's players at getting ready for this series. And, of course, first thing I wanted to ask Jared West was, what do you know about North Texas? And he said that they're a team that plays pretty hard.
I know they play hard. They got a good team. They got some good players. We obviously know Hamlet. He was player of the year last year. He's pretty good. They got some guys back from last year's team, but they have a good team. They have a good team. And I think the most important thing is they play hard. You know, every time we played North Texas since I've been here, I feel like it's just been a hard fought game, you know, because of the way they play. And they play hard, man. If you don't match their intensity, it's hard to beat them in every aspect, you know, defense, running the floor, rebounding, boxing out, stuff like that. Even just how hard they cut and move without the ball and stuff. It just kind of goes to show what kind of team they have and how hard they play.
Now, defense is something that Andrew Taylor focused on. He also said that North Texas, they play hard, but they're going to be very active on defense.
They play extremely hard. You know, they're going to come in here and be active on defense. They're going to be diving for 50-50 balls. They're going to be rebounding, like, you know, almost probably as hard as ODU did the first game against us. So we're going to have to match that energy. I mean, straight up. That's probably one of the main things is just matching their energy, if not, you know, having more energy than they do.
Talking to the head coach himself, Dan D'Antoni, on the matchup this week with North Texas.
Team plays hard for the coach. Very competitive. Have a little, you can see a little determination in who they are. Pretty physical defensively, fairly physical team. They're not overly physical players, but a physical playing team. Big kid inside's got a body, 6'10". Doesn't have a lot of lift, but a physical player inside uses his body well. They are a shooting three-point team, but not a quick shooting one. They'll try to penetrate or hold a little bit. They don't just take a real quick three. And that's why they're one of the slower paced teams in the country. You know, they like the scores in the 60s. Like I said, good defensive team because they play hard. They don't really have a shot blocker. I don't think they're that big in steals, but just good, solid, hard playing defensive team and a four out, one in system on offense. They'll post the big kid some. He's a leader in assists. So if you come down, help a lot, likes to kick the ball out, is a good passer. Not a quick, like I said, three-point shooting team, but we'll shoot it. And their point guard is a good penetrator and got different finishes off the dribble. So that's about the best I can give you.
Let's look at those differences. North Texas averaging 72.3 points a contest. Marshall's averaging 82.5. As far as assists, blocks, and rebounds, 2.6 a contest for North Texas. Marshall is up there at 5.4. Assist, Marshall gets more, 17 a game, 13.8 for North Texas. And then on rebounds, 33.6 for North Texas, 36.2 for the Thundering Herd. So there are some differences there as far as the stats are concerned. Now, both these teams have had a layoff. Schedules have been jumbled. There have been postponements due to weather. There has been postponements due to COVID. And so there have been some layoffs for both Marshall and North Texas. For Dan D'Antoni, he thinks that this team is in a good place right now. After a long layoff, he thinks this team, it's all right if you're this deep in the season. It's not going to hurt you as much as it does the earlier part of the year.
The longer delays would hurt you more at the beginning of the season than do at the end of the season. And now it's more about they know what we're doing. They know they've experienced playing at a high rate. They know when they're not playing energetically and at a high rate. So now it's more about they're mentally fresh as well as physical. But really at this time of year, it's more about mental. You get tired of the routines and the constant pressure of performing at a high level. And a lot of times the mental rest is more important than the physical rest. And so we try to keep our practices light. We've gone over when we have the extended periods, we go back to making them better individually and not so much as far as team play and preparing for the next team. That gets into where it starts, I think, you know, forcing you to look at practices at a more focused level, I suppose, as opposed to coming out, working on drop steps and ball handling and passing. That doesn't wear you out as much as the constant trying to figure out what you're going to do against this next team. So,
Dan D'Antoni breaking it down. He, again, talking about the mental aspect there. And maybe a couple of days rest extra will help the Herd in the long run. When we continue, we'll run down the schedule in Conference USA on today's edition of Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today.
Let's get ready for tip-off. This is College Basketball Today.
Five games in Conference USA to tell you about. You know about North Texas and Marshall. That coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at the Cam Henderson Center. four other matchups to tell you about. Middle Tennessee will take on Old Dominion. That is coming up tonight as well at 7 o'clock. And if you want to check that game out, it's on ESPN+. UAB is taking on UTSA. That's also at 7 o'clock tonight. And that game also featured on ESPN+. Rice will take on Louisiana Tech. That's coming up at 7:30 tonight. And FAU faces off against Southern Miss. That is set for 8 o'clock, also featured on ESPN+. So a lot of Conference USA action to tell you about. We'll have all the scores coming up, and that's later on tonight following the game on College Basketball Wrap-Up. When we continue, we will do what we say we do. We will wrap it up here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and 93.7 The Dog.
This is College Basketball Today.
Marshall's in action coming up later on this evening. We'll have that action here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930 and 93.7 The Dog. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in. And again, as a reminder, coming up after the game, stay tuned. We'll have coaches' comments and your phone calls on College Basketball Wrap-Up. It follows every Marshall game, home and away, and you can hear it here exclusively on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And 93.7 The Dog. Looking at these two teams by the number, I think the key tonight for Marshall, defense will be important, but Marshall will just have to continue to do what it does best, and that's just score. Marshall scoring over 82 a contest. A team like North Texas, pace might not be a factor for the Thundering Herd, but North Texas likes to keep this game lower scoring. If you look at some of their victories, they have won in lower scores. For example, they beat Louisiana Tech. Last time out, they beat Louisiana Tech, let's say 57-55. They beat Southern Miss 68-56 as an example. They like to keep the game in lower scores. The Thundering Herd, score more points. That's pretty simple, right? Field goals from the three-point line, these teams are pretty much the same. Same thing from the field. Both these teams shoot about the same. Of course, these are two of the best teams in Conference USA, so you expect some of the numbers to really match up. Rebounding, the edge goes to the Herd. Assist, definitely in favor of the Herd. Defense might be something that plays a factor tonight for the Thundering Herd. Marshall blocks more shots. Marshall steals the ball more. And while Marshall's scoring defense isn't as good as North Texas, Marshall's giving up about 73-plus a contest, and North Texas is holding teams to a little over 61 a contest. I think those numbers might not really play into this game tonight because, again, Marshall, last time out, firing on all cylinders, the Thundering Herd finding itself. Let's just hope the layoff really hasn't slowed things down for the Thundering Herd. The game is at home, so that should be important. Last time out for the Thundering Herd, Marshall beats Middle Tennessee 96-85. The previous night, Marshall beat them 107-79. Middle Tennessee is an improving team, though, so I'll take those scores. It's just a little bit of grain of salt there, especially that second one, but Marshall really getting the offense going these last few games, especially after that loss against Old Dominion. I think the offense has started to click for the Thundering Herd, and really, that loss against Old Dominion, Marshall could have won that. We could be talking about a Thundering Herd team that was on a long streak because winning at FIU, sweeping that series, could have swept the series against Old Dominion. And, of course, you sweep the series against Middle Tennessee. Marshall, for the most part, heating up. The layoff has really been the only thing that has hampered the Thundering Herd. Let's see if the layoff does anything to Marshall's potent offense tonight, or it will be all things normal. As the Thundering Herd taking the court, we'll have the game for you coming up tonight. A little bit after 7 o'clock will be tip time. For our producer, Gabriel Sellers, I'm Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today. We'll see you in the postgame, everyone.
This has been Huntington Federal Savings Bank College Basketball Today. Join us after the game for College Basketball Wrap-Up as we break down today's games with stats, interviews from the locker room, your phone calls, and more. Marshall Basketball is next on WDGG FM, Ashland, Huntington, USA. 93.7 The Dog. And WRVC AM and W231BS, Huntington. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.